The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner. This is Bob Hutchinson on behalf of Pete Hornbuckle for The Way It Ought to Be program. Each year on New Year's Day, millions of people make what is called a New Year's resolution. These can include everything from losing weight to getting out of debt or to be more organized. For those that accomplish their goal, they indeed should be commended. High on the list of things to overcome are bad habits, and the list of bad habits is as long as you want to make them. Simply defined, the word overcome means to conquer, to prevail over, or to surmount. The first step in overcoming is to be firmly convinced that you want to, and that you need to change something in your life, or that something is bad or wrong. Until you do that, change will not happen. You just will not overcome whatever it is that needs overcoming. There is a reality television show called The Biggest Loser. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but if I am correct, in the current season, the couple who loses the most weight wins $250,000. None of the participants would have a chance of winning if they cannot admit to themselves that they have a weight problem, and they have to be convinced that being overweight is not a good thing. $250,000 is a very good incentive, a very good reward for overcoming a problem. God has given us rewards too, rewards for overcoming. Let's read in God's Word what He says will be the prize or the reward for overcoming. The promises that God gives are everlasting, unlike winning $250,000 for losing a certain amount of weight. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 7 we read, "To him who overcomes I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Now let's drop down a few verses to verse 11. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." Before we continue, there is one thing missing. We are reading from the last book in the Bible. It doesn't say what we have to overcome. But let's continue again in verse 26. "And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." We start to get a clue in Revelation 3:21 about what it is that we need to overcome. In Revelation 3, verse 21, we read, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Christ would not expect us to do anything that he wouldn't do or hasn't done himself. Christ tells us in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, that whatever it is that we need to overcome, he also has overcome. Reading in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You might be thinking that to say that Christ overcame the world and all its temptations is a little bit of a stretch, because there is no way that he had the problems that I have to overcome. Yes, he has. Hebrews 4, the 15th verse, tells us very clearly, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus Christ, we are told, was tempted in all areas of sin that we have today, but did not yield to the temptation. That is why when we go to God's throne in prayer, asking for help in overcoming a problem in our lives, Christ fully understands what we are going through. What did it mean in John 16:33 that Christ overcame the world? We get a clue in Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. We read, "After these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. And notice verse 3, for all the nations, or the world, have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. I want to stop for a moment and explain this verse. Verse 3 is telling us that the nations, or the people of this world, or society in general, is morally corrupt. Paul tells us in the book of Galatians, beginning in verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul is talking about the spiritual fornication that the world or society in general has fallen into. Continuing to read from where I left off in the book of Revelation chapter 18 verse 3, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her again, or the people, the world system, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. This is what Christ overcame by being tempted in all areas, yet he did not succumb to temptation once. Notice Revelation chapter 20, verse 2, where it says, he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him. Why? So that he should deceive the nations, or the world, no more till the 1,000 years were finished. Okay then, with all the problems or challenges that there are in the world, how do we overcome or defeat them? We read the answer in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 7, where we read, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they, or as we just read in verse 10, or the brethren, God's people, overcame him. How? As it says, continuing in verse 11, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, that they did not love their lives to the death. Scripture is very clear. The brethren overcame Satan and the world system and the poles of the flesh that we read about in Galatians the 5th chapter through the blood of Jesus Christ. It is only through the strength of the Holy Spirit that we are able to conquer or to overcome the world. To overcome a problem, like the example of losing weight that I talked about at the beginning. As many of you know, even though you may admit to a problem, you will not overcome your problem all at once. It does take time. We can learn from Jacob in ancient Israel. Jacob wanted God to bless him, but God wanted to know if Jacob would give up or not. I am sure many of you remember the account, but let's read that account again to be encouraged by Jacob's desire to achieve his goal and not willing to give up. In Genesis, the chapter 32 and verse 22, we read, and he arose that night and took his two wives, his female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. Jacob did not give up. How many people would wrestle someone all night long to get something? Not many of us would. We would give up. Not giving up in your quest to overcome is a characteristic that God wants to see in us before he will bless us with the rewards promised for overcoming. It is a Bible study on its own, but Paul gives us some very specific ways with the help of God's Holy Spirit to overcome. As we listen to what the Apostle Paul has to say, it is interesting how Paul, using the analogy of wrestling as we fight to overcome the world. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we read, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is in the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Time doesn't allow, but if you are serious about overcoming the world and its many pulls on you, take a concordance and look up the words truth, righteousness, faith, and salvation that Paul talked about that we just read and make a personal Bible study into each word. There is no question that Paul knew that, as he says in Philippians 4 chapter verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, or his Holy Spirit, which strengthens me. You can overcome the world just as Christ did, but you cannot do it on your own. With the help of God's Holy Spirit, we will be able to overcome the world. We must not ever forget our goal, as we read in Revelation, the 21st chapter, verse 7, where it says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What a tremendous goal. Well, I see my time is about up, so you need to request our free articles, The Christian and the Spirit, and also The Narrow Way. You need to request our free articles, The Christian and the Spirit, and also The Narrow Way. If you forget the name of the articles, just call us and ask for article number 4. We will know what you mean. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you may go to our website by logging on to www.thewayitoughttobe.org.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and The Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.